got an email this morning from somebody asking that we do a Temin Halacha share on plunging toilets on Shabbos. So this is something that comes up, you know, may not be pleasant to talk about, but it's something that that does come up from time to time. And I was surprised that I never did the topic yet. It didn't make the top 1,000, I guess, of topics that people are interested in. But in Simen Shin Lamed Vav Sif Tes, Shulchan Aruch writes, Tzinor Mekaleach Mayim Min Hagag, Shalu Bo Kashim Ve'Asavim, Shesos Ma'akvim Kilucho. If you have a gutter on a roof that gets clogged up. So it's also talking about something, some plumbing getting clogged up, some water passageway getting clogged up, a gutter on a roof that gets clogged up from all sorts of grass and weeds and whatever and branches that would and because of that, the water spreads all over the roof, and it stays on the roof instead of flowing off the way it's supposed to. And what happens if you have water sitting on the roof? It will go right into the house. But it's Shabbos, so you have a leak in your house. Your wife is screaming that you need to fix the leak, but it's Shabbos, and you don't want to fix the leak. So what are you supposed to do? So says the Shulchan Aruch, you have to have an Eitza. Mimach and Baragla Betzina. What you should do is very secretly. It's interesting that he says secretly, right? I mean, it's not like it's an isser, but so do it quietly and no one will know. No, but sinna is, it may be misunderstood. People won't realize that you're doing it with such a shinoi that it's mutter. But mimach and baraglo, you should just rub it with your feet, like to get rid of the branches with your feet. That's not the normal way you would do it. The normal way you would do it is by really pulling it out with your hands and by clearing up the clog. I'm talking about the roof gutter. The kivin de misakin ali, they shin. Since you're doing it with the shino, you're only doing it baraglav, so b'makum seida, where it's going to ruin your whole house, so the rabbanon weren't gozer in such a case. So you could do this iser drabbanon. In Bir Halacha, he writes that when we say b'tzina, he quotes Ayin Beis Yosef Shem v'Shem Aran, shakasim dav shudav yilu b'faras yashari, that even in doing it publicly is mutter. But l'chachil kalechi d'masil mevin b'tzina tvei mali, but better if you could do a bitzina, because you might as well do a bitzina. So how does this relate to unclogging a toilet on Shabbos? So here you have plumbing that's clogged. Are you allowed to do it with a shinoi? Do you even need a shinoi? Is this exactly the same thing? Is this better? Is a toilet better than unclogging a drain on a roof? Or is it in some way worse? Three shitos that we have in Poskim. Rav Eliashiv is quoted in a number of svarim to say that there's no real difference. A stuffed sink or a toilet is considered. I mean, what's the issue? The issue is that it's makabepatish. It's mesakin mana. You're fixing something that's broken. So over here also, you're fixing something that's broken. So to do with the shinoi, betzina, and even then, only if it's otherwise going to cause serious damage. I mean, because that's exactly the case in Shulchan Aruch. If it was going to cause serious damage, that's what the Orach HaShabbos quotes from Rav Eliashiv. That's what the Chut Shani paskins as well, that it's going to cause serious damage, so then you're allowed to unclog it with a shinoi. But if it's not going to cause serious damage, and no one's using that bathroom anyway, and it's not going to harm anything, there's no backup, it's not like a sewage backup or anything like that, leave it be and wait until after Shabbos. Then you have Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchsa, Perek Yud Beis Ha'ara 52, Nun Beis, Ha'ara Nun Beis, where Rav Shlomo Zalman holds that a stuffed sink and a stuffed toilet are totally different than the clogged drain of the Gemara. Unclogging a stuffed sink, unclogging a stuffed toilet is like you guys are too young to know this, but it used to be that ketchup used to come in a glass bottle. And when ketchup came in a glass bottle, the whole commercial for how they would sell ketchup was to advertise to you how difficult it was to get ketchup out of the bottle. Somehow it was like a reverse psychology. That buy this product because it will drive you crazy to get it out of the bottle. So that was the whole commercial that they would have. So what would happen? You have a glass bottle of ketchup, you would turn it upside down, and nothing would happen. You'd just be sitting there. So it got clogged. You'd have to like take a knife and stir it around inside the ketchup bottle, unclog it, and then the ketchup would start coming out eventually, slowly. So says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's what unstuffing a toilet is. When you unstuff a toilet, it's a clogged ketchup bottle. And that, you're allowed, that has nothing to do with the drains and the gutters that they had in the times of the Gemara that they were talking about in the Shulchan Aruch. And that's totally mutter. It's mutter even without a shinoi. And it's you don't have to employ any sort of shinoi. You don't have to use some other part of your body to do it, meaning like to use your feet, like we were talking about by the drain, or anything like that. So that's Rav Shlomo Zalman's shita. Then there's a middle ground approach, and that is the shita of Rav Moshe. Or Chaim Chelik Dalid Simin Mem. Rav Moshe writes that it depends how badly stuffed it is. If it's so badly stuffed that nothing is getting through, it's mamish clogged fully. So then he says, I'm in the Rav El Yashiv camp. Then it's a real tikkun mana, then it's a real issue. But if water is getting through, it's just not getting through as quickly as it should be, and therefore when you leave the drain, you leave the faucet on in the sink, let's say, it starts backing up because there's more water coming in than is going through, then I'm in the Rav Shlomo Zalman camp. He doesn't call it Rav Yashu Rav Shlomo Zalman, but that's essentially, if the sink or the toilet is totally blocked, nothing at all is going down the drain, then the sink or the toilet is considered to be totally broken. Unclogging it is considered to be a tikkun kli, which is a tikkun mana. But therefore you're not allowed to do it in any which way. But if the sink or the toilet is only a little bit blocked, so some of the water is going to slowly drain from it, so then we only consider it to be slightly broken, and you could unclog it with a shinoi. But if the sink or toilet is always becoming stuffed or unstuffed, Ramosha adds, if it's a kind of thing where it just constantly is happening, and it's just like, you know, like you have those things like with your car sometimes, like you borrow someone's car, they tell you, yeah, it starts, you just have to like tap the steering wheel three times and shake it a little bit, and then like, you know, like there's a thing. So if that's like your toilet works, you just have to, you know, shake the handle, and it just always gets stuffed, and that's just and everyone's, oh yeah, that's the toilet gets stuffed, and they just plunge it, and then they, you know, and that's just the way it works. So then it's just the normal usage of that toilet. Then it would be mutter even to use a plunger in the normal way. So that's what Moshe's 3 points of distinction, that it's very stuffed, it's partially stuffed, and it's stuffed, but it always gets stuffed, right? So if it's stuffed and it always gets stuffed, then it's heter gamur. So where does that leave us? So you have the three giants of a psak of the past generation, Rav Eliyashiv, Rav Shlomo Zalman, and Rav Moshe, all saying different things. So I think generally there's more netiyah lahakel in these things when it comes to a bathroom that's going to need to be used by people. Sometimes you have people that own a big house with a lot of bathrooms, and all the children are already married and out of the house, so they have 6-5 bathrooms in the house, 2 people living there. Okay, so they have one stuffed toilet. It's not going to be the end of the world. They just not use that bathroom for the rest of Shabbos. So then I think we would be more noted to be machmir. But if it's a bathroom that's going to be need to be in use all the time, so then you have a covered abrios issue also, that it's a covered abrios inyan. So when you're dealing with a covered abrios issue, so we allow drabanans for a covered abrios. So if you assume that it's a daraisa, you still have a problem. You would need to do a shinoi to turn it into a derabanan, but pashtus is that Shlomo Zalman is right that it's not the same as the drains, that it's not probably really an issa daraisa. It's probably a lot more just like clearing out the ketchup bottle, and therefore lechora one could be somech in that situation on Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Okay, have a great day, everybody.
Black Friday is coming, and for the adults in your life who love the coolest toys, well, there's something for them this year too. Bartesian is the premier craft cocktail maker that automatically makes more than 60 seasonal and classic cocktails, each in under 30 seconds at the push of a button. And right now, Bartesian is having a huge site-wide sale. You can get $100 off any cocktail maker or cocktail maker bundle when you spend $400 or more. So, if the cocktail lover in your life has been good this year, or the right kind of bad, get them Bartesian. At the push of a button, make bar-quality cosmopolitans, martinis, Manhattans, and more. All in just 30 seconds. All for 100 off. Amazing toys aren't just for kids. Get 100 off a cocktail maker when you spend $400 through Cyber Monday. Visit bartesian.com/cocktail. That's BARTESIAN.com/cocktail.